So we want to take the polled item, 1429?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you read that?
1429, provide one-month city-paid health insurance to certain staff of outgoing elected officials.
Okay, is there anybody making a presentation? Okay, I think it's pretty...
Who was it pulled by?
We need to amend it.
Ah.
Right. Oh, we need to amend it.
Right, they're updating Exhibit 1.
I'll move the amendment.
A second, and then now would you please tell me what it is? Does anybody tell me what that amendment is?
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Council. Rachel Wiggins, Mayor's Office. The amendment removes one name that was listed of the staff who are being granted an extra month of benefits. Then this is specifically for staff who are remaining until December 31st and don't have the opportunity to receive health care from their potential new employers right away.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody wish to testify on this? Okay.
Walsh.
Mr. Walsh, come on up.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We support this staff. We very like staff. We don't particularly like you, but we like staff. Our understanding is that these are people that are going to continue for the rest of the year, and that they have some services and have some stuff to wrap up, and we're going to continue with their medical expenses as they were doing prior to the exit of the commissioner and the mayor. I presume that's reasonable. Now, we did have a question about you guys. Did that include Commissioner Novick and the mayor?
No.
That excites us because we like staff and we don't like you. Sorry to tell you that. But again, we really like staff. We appreciate the hard work. One time when I was very young, I was an intern in California for an assemblyman, and I know how hard staff works. I know the hours they put in, and I try to be really nice to staff. Not so nice to you, but really nice to staff. And I will continue to do that into the year, and we wish the ones that are leaving good stead. Hope they all have employment, and some of them that we know personally, we talk to, and actually... suggested some people that they might talk to. So we, again, I'm going to say one more time and then shut up because I'm losing my voice totally. We like staff. And you should honor them and do this. And be proud of what you do. Because if you're honoring your staff, you elevate yourself also. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
Thank you. I'm always nice about staff. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. You know, this is, as Mr. Walsh pointed out, the work of staff is important, highly valued, even though we know that there is at least not necessarily applicable staff person, but staff at the city sometimes means you make $80,000 a year. It's a great raise if you used to be a 20-something thousand dollar state senator and then you become an $80,000 mayoral staff person. But the worst part of this is that this conversation probably could not happen in Canada, in the United Kingdom, in the Scandinavian countries, in the single-payer civilized democracies. So while it's important that we support the staff workers and that they have coverage in the private market, it's a great time to remember that on the internet, hcao.org, even though we have reason to be disillusioned about the incoming presidential administration, maybe they'll let the states run wild and maybe some federal money will flow. So hopefully 4 years from now, or even 2 years when the next election cycle is coming around, we won't have to have a special agenda item to help somebody have health care coverage. We can have a real Oregon single-payer health care market. Hopefully Vermont and Colorado can move forward similarly. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, please call the roll, caller.
On the amendment,
Oh, yeah, on the amendment.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, amendment's adopted. Now on the ordinance.
Novick?
First of all, as an aside, Mr. Bridge Crane Johnson, I've suggested to Peabody, it would happen on my watch, but I've suggested to them that they give everybody adequate notice when the bridge crane is actually first used so that everybody who cares about the bridge crane will be able to see it in operation. Mayor Hales and I really appreciate those of our staff who have been willing to stay on and continue to do their work till the bitter end, and I really appreciate this gesture to make their lives a little easier. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, we're learning as we go along, and we're certainly doing things that help staff because, as Mr. Walsh correctly points out, the staff do a fantastic job. And so this year, for the first time, the City Budget Office allocated transition costs just in case. And now we're going one step further by making it very clear that we want our staff that will be moving to other jobs, hopefully, to be having this 1 month of paid health insurance. They will still pay the 5% themselves. And the total cost is a little over $10,000. So it's well within the existing budgets of the Mayor's office and Commissioner Novick's office to pay this cost. It's no extra money is being allocated for it. Aye.
Fish.
I'm glad someone testifying called out the importance of the staff that we have in this city. And I want to just acknowledge the public service. And we're going to be doing a lot of goodbyes and thank yous today and right up through the end of the year. But the people that choose to work in this building as staff people and who work very long hours for very little glory are the people that make this system of government work. And if the folks in each of the offices are not talking to each other or not building relationships, it makes it very hard for us to do our work. And we've had some terrific people working in this building, in the mayor's office and in Steve's office. And I just want to applaud them for their public service. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I think this is a very compassionate thing to do for people who we all appreciate, both in Commissioner Novick's office and in Mayor Hale's office, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye. Okay, the ordinance is adopted.